John got me a Christmas t-shirt, and he gave it to me early. He thought, well, it's Thanksgiving, it's a good time to wear it. So it's something we hear all the time, that God is good all the time. And on the back it says, and all the time, God is good. So I thought, well, that's a good lesson. It's Thanksgiving. We can talk about the goodness of God for a few minutes. And, you know, God being good, it's his nature. That's part of what God is. God is love. God is good. And Psalms 119:68 says, you are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. Ron read Psalms 100 a while ago, but verse 5 says, for the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. And then Ed read to us, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. A lot of times, we don't like that. You know, our attitude sometimes is, you know, God, just send Christians your blessings, and everybody else, they don't get any. But that's not what God does. God sends blessings, he sends rain on the just and the unjust. And God is good to all men. And we can read about it throughout the entire Bible, that God's goodness is revealed to us. It's revealed to us not just through his blessings, but also through his patience, his justice, his faithfulness, and his mercy. So God shows his goodness to us all the time. You know, he blesses, he forbears our sins. You know, if God punished us all the time for all the evil that we did, you know, it'd be just like the Old Testament in a lot of cases where people sinned and they were struck dead. You know, this auditorium may be half full. And probably I wouldn't be here for sure if God struck me down just because of something I did that was wrong at some point in my life. But God is gracious to us. And we can, if we look for it, I mean, we don't really have to look for it. We can see it in our lives. And one of the verses that we didn't read is Romans 3:25-26. It says, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. And this tells us that, you know, Jesus' blood flowed in both directions from the cross. You know, it spread backwards to the sins that had been passed over in the Old Testament, and to those after the cross who accepted Jesus in the New Testament. And some have said that, you know, if no one believed in Jesus, then he would have died in vain. Well, we see here that part of the reason for his sacrifice was for his sin, for the blood to flow backwards. But the main point is, it says here that he might be just and the justifier. So God demonstrated that he was just. Even if nobody had believed in Jesus, God demonstrated to the world that he was just, that he was fair, that he gave us all a chance. He gave us all the opportunity to believe and to go to heaven. And so he demonstrated that justness that the world needed. He gives everyone the opportunity to be saved. And that's part of his goodness. God is good all the time. And particularly to those who are his followers. God knows He loves and he shows his kindness and his goodness to those who follow him. Nahum 1 verse 7 says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who take refuge in him." God knows those who take refuge in him. And we all have to take our refuge in him. In 2 Timothy 2:19, "But God's firm foundation stands, bearing this seal: the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity." So that tells us that God knows us. He knows us by name. And we have his seal. And when we're Christians, then we're in the book, and he knows our name. We're not just some nameless number. We are known to him, and he wants to take care of us, and he wants to show his goodness to us. That doesn't mean that everything that happens to us is going to be butterflies and roses. The bad things are going to happen sometimes, and we don't always understand it. We've all been in situations where we don't see the full picture. But God is always good, even though we don't understand everything that he does. And we've all seen situations that we didn't understand. I don't understand. I don't understand Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. And a lot of times I think we look for earthly good, or things that we decide are good. But, God is looking long term. He's looking past this our time on earth to our time in eternity. So whatever we don't understand, we have to have the faith that God is working those things for our good, and that they will turn out to our good. But we have to work through it, and even though we may not understand it. His goodness is not defined by our temporary comfort, but by his eternal love. So we may be uncomfortable in the short run. We may not have what we want, but we'll have what we need. And so we have to believe that God is good. Sometimes he gives us the things that we want. Sometimes he protects us by not giving us what we want. Sometimes his goodness is expressed in telling us, no, that you don't need this, that it's not what you want, is not what you need. And those are tough times for us. But we have to understand that God's goodness, when we look at the Bible, we see his goodness, and it's revealed in every promise, every act of redemption, every invitation to trust him. And it reveals his goodness to us. And we just have to trust God that it is for our good. His goodness never sleeps, never fails, and never runs out. So God is not going to run out of goodness. He's not going to go to sleep and forget about us or not see what's going on in our lives. That everything is going to work out for our good. Philippians 4:19 tells us, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." So Paul was talking to the Philippians. They had blessed him with gifts and supplies and things that he needed. And he tells them that God is going to bless you, and he's going to supply what you need. He's not going to supply every want, but every need. So when we look at the Bible in its entirety, we see that God is good all the time. He is good when we're suffering through some trial. He is good when things aren't turning out the way that we wanted them to. we just, sometimes we have to realize that, and as we get older, you realize how short life is. And so it's just a, it's something you, you, if you live long enough, you begin to realize it. But what we need to do is don't ignore God's goodness. Don't ignore God's forbearance. Don't ignore God's patience and excuse it for tolerance, think he's tolerating when he's just being patient. He's not condoning the things that we do that are wrong, but he's patient, giving us the time to repent. But he's not going to wait forever. You know, we don't have forever to get right with God. And that's what we got to keep in our minds, that all the instances of God, that he gives us examples in the Bible, he shows us his goodness, and he reveals it to us, but if we ignore it long enough, we're going to run out of opportunities, and that's what we don't want to do. And so the time to accept the goodness of God is today. It's tonight. Don't wait for tomorrow or the next day, or, you know, if you are not a Christian, if you haven't obeyed God's word, or if you haven't obeyed God's word and you've ignored it and fallen away from it, you need to make yourself right with God. And we encourage you to do that as we stand and sing.
I am